biblical Christianity shines at the grave.
Amen.
Shines. And so we have present with the Lord, absent from the body, present with the Lord. The best is yet to come for all of us who are left behind.
Amen.
If we know Jesus.
Yes.
It's all about knowing him.
Amen.
It's not about religion. It's not about church membership. It's about knowing Christ.
Amen.
And when we know him, we can trust him. Yes. We can rely on him. A few weeks ago, I was talking to Pastor Smalls on the phone. And he was reflecting some of the pain that he had been through in the past. It came up in an unexpected way. And I said, "Dear brother, the Lord has entrusted you with some amazing trials."
Amen.
That many people don't go through.
Amen.
And if you know much of his testimony, you know about some of those trials. Because God has a special plan to perfect him more and more into the image of Christ.
Amen.
God is good, and God is faithful.
Amen.
Let's ask the Lord to bless our few minutes in his word tonight. Our Father, we thank you so much for your faithfulness and your goodness. Thank you for this amazing truth, to be absent from the bodies, to be present with the Lord. But thank you, Lord, also for this amazing truth that we're about to understand tonight by your Spirit. And I pray that you will open our eyes and our hearts, and you will fill our hearts with hope from your word and comfort. And plant our feet, Lord, on the solid ground of the Word of God. Lord, if there's anyone here tonight who has not yet trusted Christ as Savior, show them their need. And I pray that in their heart they would cry out to you and say, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." I pray that in Sister Marie's homegoing, someone would come to Jesus and come to the cross. I pray, Lord, for every one of your children here, and Pastor Smalls, and the whole family. We pray, Lord, for each of the children, for grandchildren, for every relative. We pray for special comfort and strength. And we thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit through the Word of God. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. If you want to be alarmed, look at the news. If you want to be discouraged, look within yourself. If you want to be dismayed, look back. If you want to be confused, look around. If you want to be enlightened, look at the Bible. And if you want to be encouraged, look up to the God of the Bible.
Amen.
If you want to be saved, look up at the cross of Christ.
Amen.
There's a biblical text that offers sweet comfort to the child of God. It's a soft pillow on which every weary soul can rest his or her head. It's a foundational pillar on which a humble believer can build his or her life. It's an ever-giving gift, this text. It provides confidence and strength and answers and comfort in the greatest trials and in the hardest pressures of life. It's an anchor to the soul. And I am speaking about Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. At a time like this, we may have many questions about why God took Sister Marie Smalls to heaven at this time. We may not have all the answers, but we can hear the truth of God and be comforted as we trust our Heavenly Father. So I would like to ask this question from the text before us. Why is this verse such a source of comfort? Why is Romans 8:28 such a powerful pillar for us to put our heads on as a soft pillow this very night? Yes. First of all, here's why. Because it's comprehensive in its extent. And we know that all things, comprehensive, all things, God can take all the trials, all the blessings of life and work them into his plan to accomplish our good and his glory. In the context, we see in Romans chapter 8, verse 18, this phrase, I consider that the sufferings of this present time is filled with suffering. In verse 20, we see this, the creation was subjected to futility. Futility is all around. In verse 21, it talks about the bondage of corruption and being delivered from it. And in verse 22, it says, we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now. Yes. All these things, sufferings, futility, bondage, groans, and labors. In verse 26, it says, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. Yes. We have weakness. At a time like this and many other times. It says we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. All these things, groanings and weakness and futility, all these things can be mixed together by God's sovereign plan. It's comprehensive in its extent. All things work together for good. Amen. But what about this? But that? But death? All things work together for good. Secondly, it's a comfort, a pillow for the soul, because it's divine in its effectiveness. Amen. Work together. Who does the working? Who does the working? It's God who causes all things to work together. He's the one working, making it effective. Who's the one orchestrating the sweet and the sour, the mountains and the valleys, the straight places and the crooked? It's our loving, holy, merciful, just, and sovereign God.
Amen.
Amen. My mom is in heaven since 2003. I loved what she taught us. God is still on his throne.
Amen.
He's still on his throne. Yes. Family, God is still on his throne. Friends, church, God is still on his throne. November 2nd, 2022, did not take him by surprise. God is on his throne, no matter what. God is in the shadows at work. We may not always see or understand. In fact, perhaps most of the time, we don't understand. But he is coordinating the all things. He is at work. You've probably heard this little story before, but I love this story. Dad came home from work. He was tired, and he just wanted a few minutes to relax. And his little boy so wanted him to play with him. So the dad said, son, here's a puzzle. Just go work that for a while. Just give Daddy a little bit of peace for a few minutes, okay? The little boy took the puzzle It came back just a few minutes. He said, "Daddy, I finished it. It's all put together." He said, "How did you do that so fast?" You see, the puzzle had come from the Sunday school, and the little boy discovered that on the other side of all the pieces, there was a picture of Jesus. And he said, "When I put Jesus together, everything else fit together too."
Amen.
God is the one at work. We put him in his rightful place. Then everything else begins to fit together. There is comfort when we see God's hand is effectively at work and at work in our lives, and the puzzle pieces begin to come together. I don't know, but maybe God took Sister Marie to heaven at this particular time. So one of you would come to the cross and believe in the gospel and trust in Christ. Or one of you would say, "I'm going to be a faithful woman of God just like she was." It's divine, it's effectiveness. There's another reason why this verse is such a source of comfort. It's excellent in its end. All things work together for good, spiritual and moral excellence. We don't see how all the happenings of life, how illness and cancer and meningitis and even death work together for good, but God does. God sees it all. It's excellent in his end. And could I remind you, there's no meningitis, there's no cancer, there's no sickness in heaven.
Amen.
We have a new body.
Amen.
Sister Marie is free of all of that.
Yes.
She's free of all of that.
Yep.
All things work together for good. To you who looked on Sister Marie as a mother or a grandmother, God has a plan, and he can be your portion.
Amen.
Your portion.
Yes.
And your sufficiency.
Amen.
Psalm 27:10, "When my father and mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up." He wants to be your portion. And if Marie was your mother, your grandmother, and God has taken her away, the Lord will take you up. Run to him. Trust him.
Yes.
Believe him.
Yes.
And Sister Leonora, I have a verse for you too from Psalm 27. It's a verse God gave me when I was looking for a wife. It's in verse 14. "And as you're looking for a husband, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." So I'll be that one to ask you. He cares for you. He cares for us all.
Amen.
It's excellent, and it's in this text, and we can go to it, and we can just put our head on this pillow. And then notice this. All things work together for good to those who love God. To those who love God, it is focused on endearment. To those who love God, that's the great commandment, that we love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, strength, to love him above everything else. There's a little Sunday school teaching device on joy. J-O-Y. I think Sister Marie was the epitome of this. Jesus, others, you.
Amen.
We get it all mixed up. And what do we have? Yoj. And we wonder why we're not happy or fulfilled. Jesus, others, you. Those who love God put Jesus first. Those who love God love his word. And it defines more what this means. To those who love God, to those who are the called. the called according to his purpose. Let me remind you of God's purpose to love the world and save a people to himself. And he is doing that. Luke 19:10, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Jesus came to seek and to save. God is calling people through the gospel to himself. And our only fitting response is to love him back. And what a blessing to be able to share truths and hear testimonies like we heard about someone who loved God.
Amen.
You know what this world, this messed up, confused world needs? It needs Christians who love God.
Amen.
And put him first.
Amen.
Jesus first. I know this, when we love God, we will love the forever things. When you ponder this and put all of life, if you can imagine this, put it all in a great big pot and boil it down to the eternal things, the things that last, then it tells you those are the things we should invest in. What is forever? God is forever. God is forever. The Bible is forever. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. The souls of people are forever. Heaven is forever. But my friend, hell is forever. If we love God with all our hearts, we're going to love the Bible. We're going to love the souls of people. We're going to love the people of God. We're going to love heaven. And we're going to warn people of the horrors of hell.
Amen.
It's a blessing when a believer who loves God passes from this life to the one who first loved them. We love him because he first loved us.
Amen.
It's focused on endearment. But there's one other thing about this great text. It is sure in its expectation. We come back to the first words, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. And we know. As we live our lives in Christ, we can know the truth of this text. Pastor Smalls, you know this verse so well. And I just take you to it again. Family, I take you to this text again. In church, to this text again. It's sure in its expectation. We know that all things work together for good. It's such a source of encouragement, comfort, and hope. We can grasp the realities of these truths as we place our hand in the Lord's hand and allow him to lead us through life and through the valley of the shadow of death.
Amen.
Yes, this is a great encouragement to God's people. But maybe I'm speaking to someone, and deep in your heart, you know, I don't belong to the Lord. Maybe you've gone through religious motions, but you've never personally trusted Christ. Let me just speak to you. The Bible says we're all sinners, every single one of us. Doesn't matter what color you are. Doesn't matter what language you speak. Doesn't matter if you're a billionaire or the man that lives under the bridge. All of us have sinned.
Yes.
I just heard that this week the world population turned 8 billion. And most of those people we don't know, do we? But I know this. If I could line all 8 billion of us up, starting at the Verrazano Bridge, go down the Belt Parkway, all the way as far as out to Montauk, if need be, and if we could go by and look at every person, there might be a few exceptions, very few, But most all would have 10 fingers, 10 toes, 2 ears, and 1 nose, and 2 eyes. But I can't know that for certain, that they all would have that. Because I knew a little boy had 6 toes on 1 foot. But this I can know for certain, about 8 billion people all have sinned.
Amen.
And I know because the Bible says it.
Amen.
And we've come short of the glory of God. But I know this too for certain. God so loved the world.
Amen.
That he gave his only begotten Son. That whoever believes in him will not perish, shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Amen.
So, if you've not trusted Christ, why not tonight?
Yes.
Tell God, I know I've sinned.
Yes.
I messed up. I know I deserve to go to hell.
Yes.
But I believe Jesus died on the cross for me. I believe you love me. I believe Jesus died, was buried, and rose again. I'm asking you to save me. The Bible promises whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And then you can rest in this pillow, Romans 8:28. It's such a comfort. It's comprehensive in extent, all things. It's divine in its effectiveness. Work together. God is the one working. It's excellent in its end. It's for good. It's focused on endearment to those who love God. We love him because he first loved us, and it's sure. Thank you, Lord. I don't understand everything, but I believe your word, and so I take comfort in you and in your truth. There are many questions without answers, but this we know. God's word is true, and Romans 8:28 can be relied on. Our God is faithful.
Amen.
Let's bow together in prayer. With our heads bowed and our eyes closed, I would just like to ask one question. Is there someone here who would say, I need Jesus in my life?
Yes.
I'm not saved. But I want to be saved. Will you, in the depths of your heart, acknowledge your sin to God? Will you believe that Jesus died and rose again? Will you call on the Lord to save you? If you did that tonight, would you just raise your hand? So yes, I know I need Jesus, and I've asked him tonight to come into my life and save me. Would you just slip up your hand? As we go to the repast, if you would like to speak to me or one of the other pastors who are here, we'd be glad to talk to you, to point you to Jesus. Our Father, we praise you tonight for your love and mercy. Thank you for the bedrock of assurance that is Romans 8:28. Dear Father, I pray your special comfort and grace to Pastor Smalls, to his children, his grandchildren, to every family member. Show them how much you love them. Assure them, Lord, of your comfort. And thank you, Lord, for the years that you gave Sister Marie Smalls. And thank you for the positive impact she made on many people because she loved God.
Amen.
We give you praise and glory in Jesus' wonderful and powerful name. Amen.